following podcast is brought to you by ComicMonsters.com, part of the Horror News Network. We warn you, be afraid. Be very afraid.
So, welcome back to Comic Monsters Podcast number 21, actually.
Ooh, this our week. Podcast can drink.
I can drink. Now it's officially legal to drink on the podcast.
Exactly.
With us this week is Decapitated Dan.
And I'm Rob, the Big Bad Wolf.
And I'm David.
So, guys, it's been 2 weeks. What are we reading? What are we enjoying? What are we hating?
I read your favorite comic, Dan. I read issue 1 of Transformers Infestation.
Ugh.
And I will have to say, you were kind of right.
You did say Transformers. Yeah, I'm sorry for you. I'm thinking Ghostbusters because it came out this week.
I read Ghostbusters also this week. Transformers. There's a whole lot of explosions and not a lot happening.
Yeah.
It was like a 32-page explosion, and I was like, well, that was Michael Bay-like.
That's funny. I got Ghostbusters as well. I thought that was a pretty good issue. It seemed to be definitely, you know, if you love the Ghostbusters movies, you'll definitely like the comic. I thought it was stayed true to that, and I liked, I definitely liked it. It was, I thought it was a pretty decent issue.
Yeah, I read it, and I was surprised. It was really good. It had some kind of intense moments. The artist on this made it look really gross when he needed to, which was
right.
A nice touch.
Agreed. Agreed on that.
Yeah. I also read I got halfway through the G.I. Joe Infestation.
That one pissed me off.
It was boring to me. So, like, I never even finished it. I might try to finish it tonight, but I don't know. So far, I didn't like it. I got bored, and I'm like, I'm going to read Ghostbusters.
Huh.
I was disappointed with the G.I. Joe one because I was sitting there the whole time going, where's the zombies? And I understand you get the machine zombies and whatnot, but it was like, this is a zombie infestation. Whatever. Yeah, I don't...
Yeah, it's something with, like, some robotic arm. And, I don't know, it was weird. Yeah. So you're right, there wasn't, like, at least as far as I got, there wasn't any real zombie or anything. And if there's machine zombies, then I think that's just weird for a G.I. Joe. Use real zombies.
Yeah, that is pretty odd. I picked up, American Wasteland came out. It's Sutton. It was a comic done, it seems like, hundreds of years ago by R.D. Hall, Mark Kidwell, and Andrew Mangum came on to the title. And it was released by Arcana. It seems like it's been so long since this book was out. It's a pretty cool comic. It's about a truck driver in a kind of like zombie slash vampire type apocalypse, and so it's about this guy surviving, and he meets a few people with him, and it's pretty cool. It's kind of like a comedy mixed in with horror. It was a pretty cool comic. It was good to finally see that released in trade form. It was like, you know, supposed to be a long time ago that was supposed to come out, but it finally made it out.
Speaking of trades, I picked up the new Skull Kicker trade.
Nice.
And I read it, and that's like my new favorite comic. And you can't beat the price. $10 for 5 issues and 2 like mini stories. I think we're in Pop Gun when Image was putting that out. It was awesome. It was fantastic.
I agree.
It's definitely a lot of fun, that comic. It's just kind of like, it's kind of like one of those movies that you go see, you know, in the summer, which doesn't have like a ton of plot, but it's just a fun movie to go in for 2 hours and just keep your brain in the car.
Yeah.
That's kind of like that it reminds me of. It's a really fun comic.
I can't wait. I think they're on what? They just did issue 6. I have to go pick that up. Cause my
yeah, 6.
1 through 5.
They took a break. The main crew took a break on 6. Or, yeah, took a break on 6. And they had a four different teams collaborate on it. It was fantastic.
Cool, yeah. I need to find it and pick it up so I can get 7 whenever that comes out.
7, they're with the break, 7 is now in previews, so it's still going to be a little bit.
Okay.
They're Jim Zubkovich is the type of guy who likes to put it out when he knows he's basically done. That way you don't have to wait.
Makes sense.
One of those nice guys who doesn't make you wait 3 years. let's see. I checked out Titan is has a new Lenore series by Roman Dirge, which is hilarious if you guys haven't checked that out.
I haven't picked that up yet. I was wondering how that was. I didn't get around to that yet.
And Antarctic, I just read Last Zombie number 4 by Antarctic, and it had a nice twist in it. I'm loving that series so far.
Yeah. I think the only other things I picked up was I finally got on the Hotwire boat, and I read the first issue of Hotwire Deep Cut. It was really good. And then the only other thing I picked up was, or actually read this week, was Star Trek Infestation, which was good. Just survival horror.
Yeah, it's really made me laugh that the strongest, in my opinion, out of all the Infestation books was the one that made the least sense.
Yeah, it made me sick, because I was excited for G.I. Joe and Transformers. And then it turns out my two favorites are Star Trek and Ghostbusters.
The one thing I didn't like about the Ghostbusters one was it seemed like they tried to fit in too many jokes.
Yeah, there were a lot of jokes throughout. Yeah, it didn't bother me too much. I mean, they had like an exploding cat. That was kind of awesome.
Very cool. Well, you got anything else, Rob?
No, that's pretty much all I got this week. It was kind of a lighter week for me.
Sure. All right, well, we are back to topics again, everybody. And Rob, what do we got this week?
This is going to be, we're going to cover detectives. You know, what I didn't think would be a big topic turned out to be, you know, when I think detective, I think, you know, standard detectives. But then, you know, there's a lot of paranormal detectives out there as well. So that definitely inflated the size of the list. So, yeah, that's what we have this week. So let's get started. And the first detective that comes to mind, of course, when you think of detectives, is Sherlock Holmes. And Wildstorm has a bunch of Sherlock Holmes titles out there with Victorian Undead, and now there's Sherlock Holmes versus Dracula. And these are titles I really like. I like how it, you know, they move there. There's a fine point between the action and story in there, and it definitely seems to work. The last issue of the Sherlock Holmes Dracula just wrapped up. I wasn't really fond of the ending, but it was good series nonetheless, and I really think that those guys have a pretty cool concept. I mean, so far we've seen Sherlock Holmes battle zombies in Victorian Undead. We've seen him battle Dracula, and also Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So they're really fun books, you know, focusing on the main detective character, and he has Watson with him. And so it's been a really cool series. Have either of you guys got a chance to read them yet?
I have not.
Me either.
Awesome.
No, I read the first one, the zombie one.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like it, so I stayed away from the rest of them. I bet big into the Sherlock Holmes stuff.
The only Sherlock I've ever really read was the books. But they didn't have pictures, so It's not as cool. Maybe I'll pick it up as a comic. But, you know, I see it in
my without
comic.
A doubt. I mean, so that... All right. That was what I had on my list for the initial guy to start out with. What about you guys?
You can go first, Dave.
I can go first? Okay, cool. What did I have? I had one of yours, Rob, actually, Scooby-Doo. I've read a couple issues of that one here and there. And for me, when I was watching the show as a kid and whatnot, it seemed like the comics still had that same feel, which was kind of nice and familiar. And I think, I mean, they're really far into Scooby-Doo now. I haven't read an issue lately, but they're, I don't know, maybe like 100, 200 issues in, something like that.
Yeah, I think they reboot after every so often. So
yeah, so there's a bunch out there. I mean, and from what I read, because I jumped in, I just read one random issue. It's really accessible. I mean, it's trying to tailor towards, I guess, a large group of people, kids, teens, adults, whatnot. So they kind of make it not too arc heavy.
Okay, I stopped it. Don't worry. Sorry about that, guys.
That's cool.
Keep going. You keep going. I stopped the phone, so not the recording.
I got a little confused. But yeah, I mean, it's a comic I'd recommend to pick up definitely if you're a fan. What about you, Rob? I know Scooby-Doo's your thing.
Yeah. I mean, I've always been a huge fan growing up of the cartoon, and occasionally, you know, I maybe pick up an issue a year, just to check it out. Kind of nostalgic reasons, and also just to, you know, some of the artwork in there is, like, spot on to me, you know? I mean, it's in the story, you know, it's really good as long as there's no Scrappy-Doo involved. Sign me up.
You don't like Scrappy?
Scrappy was my favorite in the show.
Really? Ugh.
It's cool, Rob. We don't have to be friends.
So yeah, that's Scooby. So check him out if you're a you know, fan of that kind of stuff. What about you, Dan? What do you have?
I just want everyone to know that I'm not a fan of Scooby-Doo, and I've never read it. And I think I've only watched maybe 3 or 4 episodes of the show.
Ah, it's horrible.
It is. We don't have to be friends with you either, Dan. Looks like this is the last podcast.
Top of my list is the Italian stallion, Dylan Dog. I love me some Dylan Dog. For those who don't know, Dylan Dog is a, like I said, an Italian import. He is a paranormal, I don't even want to call him a detective, because people just come to him because trouble comes to him. And it's this fantastic series that you can actually grab the 600-page volume from Dark Horse for under $20 now.
Holy cow, I didn't know about that.
You didn't know about it? Now you know about it.
I have to check that out.
Each story is at least, I think there's six stories in it, so each one's about 100 pages. And, he goes and he gets himself into some shenanigans, and he's gotta right the wrong. I don't want to spoil it too much, but, 600 pages, imported book from Italy, worth reading.
So that, correct me if I'm wrong, Dan, that kind of takes place in London, right?
Yes. All
right. Yeah. That's kind of weird, right?
Well, you know, and the funny thing is that over there, his assistant is Groucho Marx. And I can't remember if they called him Groucho Marx over there, but he tells jokes like Groucho Marx all the time, and he looks like Groucho Marx. When they brought it here for, you know, visual reasons and copyright infringement or whatever, they couldn't make him Groucho Marx, so they had to go in and edit his mustache out of every picture.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
And then they, of course, in the translating, they changed his name and everything. But yeah, it's a great mystery, you know, detective stuff. He's not like, you know, people come to him because they have a problem, and then he goes and solves it. He's like a ladies' man, and there is a movie coming out soon. And anyone who has read Dylan Dog knows how shitty this looks and should stay away from it at all costs. And the, apparently the movie Cemetery Man is based off of Dylan Dog as well.
Cool.
So yeah, Dylan Dog is what I say. And in matter of fact, I haven't done it in a while. I'll go to Amazon right now and tell you, you lucky listeners, what you can pick this up for.
See, this is a... Just real quick, there was another Italian import that you really liked also, right? It was from Marvel, I think?
Daffodil?
Yeah.
That was, just to be correct, it was French.
It was French. Okay, all right.
Yes.
All right. I got confused.
13 units starting at $7.41.
Wow. And you said that's like 606 stories?
It's seven stories, 680 pages.
Jeez.
There you go. You want your Dylan Dog collection, there it is. I think that does collect everything.
Wow.
That's a really good deal.
Yeah, I may have to get that. And it looks like there's like werewolves and everything else in there. Is that right, Dan?
I don't recall a werewolf. There was one story that was very Halloween-like.
Mm-hmm.
There's zombies. There's an invisible man. And he's... You know, I'll ruin this one. He's invisible because people don't care about him. He turns invisible one day.
Huh.
And, you know, and then all this... Like I said, it's just all weird stuff. Two of the stories relate to each other. So, yeah, it's a great collection. And it's if you talk to anybody over in Europe about horror, they always talk Dylan Dog.
Very cool.
Hence this horrible movie. Horrible movie that is going to come out.
Midnight release.
You know why it's horrible? It's because that loser on Chuck is playing the Shaw from Chuck is playing the lead.
Oh, is it Brandon Rowe?
I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, I think that's his name.
Yeah. So, yeah, okay. I'm done.
Cool. Next on my list here is I have one of my favorite detectives, which is Cal McDonald. Created by Steve Niles, Cal McDonald is probably the quintessential detective that gets in trouble, monsters around. But the thing about Cal McDonald is he's not a detective like Batman. Cal McDonald is a detective which hangs out with ghouls, and he's always like having drug problems, and he's always like battling demons and monsters and anything else. And there's actually a new Cal McDonald, some new Cal McDonald series coming out this year, which Steve Niles mentioned in a previous podcast. So yeah, Criminal Macabre, definitely look out for that. Have either of you guys ever checked out any Cal McDonald series?
I have a few of them. I like them. I agree. It's there's good humor in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he has his own issues that he's got to deal with while kicking ass. So yeah, I do highly enjoy them. I still need to pick up more. And he also writes Cal McDonald novels, doesn't he?
Yes, I believe he does.
So it's Niles' little baby.
Yeah, it's actually his, you know, it released in, I picked up a long time ago, a first appearance of Cal McDonald. It was in a comic called Big Head in 1990. It was called Fly in My Eye. I picked that up. It was kind of like almost the same back then as it is now. So it's pretty cool. I mean, he's faced everything. I mean, everything between like, you know, zombies to werewolves to, demons, and there's just plenty of monsters in the series, and it's just really fun. I mean, he has a ton of, you know, trades out there, so, you know, you could definitely pick them out. I think he has, like, four or five novels as well.
Nice stuff.
It's cool stuff. What about you, Dave? You have anything else you want to mention on your list?
On my list, I have, go with Ghostbusters. I'm actually kind of new to the Ghostbusters comics with, Infestation and then a couple of, random comics here and there that I'd pick up at the shop. And, Overall, I would say that the Ghostbusters comics were pretty good, though I had some issues that are like kind of a miss for me. But you know, admittedly, I think that and it kind of goes without saying that the Ghostbusters comics pretty much tailors to the Ghostbusters fans, and I'm one of those people that's seen Ghostbusters like once, twice, so a lot of the, I guess, personalization of the characters and whatnot were missed on me. But I think it's pretty good. I think IDW is putting out, on average, pretty good and fun, and sometimes actually just creepy issues of Ghostbusters.
Right. I mean, I think, you mentioned it follows the, it does follow the movie, I think, pretty close. And with this infestation one, it was pretty creepy, you know, with the crazy type of monsters that were in this comic. So, you know, if you're definitely a fan of the series, you'll want to pick up the comics because it's so much like the movies and it doesn't really miss a beat. You know, you still have like the characters looking the same and everything. It's just a really good like continuity with the movie as well.
Yeah, I would like you said, if you are a fan, I would definitely pick it up. I mean, even if you're not a fan, some things may just go over your head like it did for me, but it's still enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fun little monthly book.
Agreed. Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's every time I've read a Ghostbusters book, it's a fantastic. To me, I don't go back to the movies. I relate the comics back to the cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because the earlier ones, the earlier comics, they were more based straight from the cartoon. Nowadays, their IDW is at least trying to represent the movie characters a little bit better. But yeah, that's how I always see it.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool thing about the Ghostbusters. I mean, even though if you go from movie to cartoon to comic, they all kind of, even though the characters may look slightly different, they all kind of it all kind of fits. You know, you don't really miss much, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got a really good handle on the characters.
You know, something else, I have another detective here on my list is Kolchak. Kolchak is put out by Moonstone Books, and, you know, of course, it's based on the series from the 70s, and it follows a newspaper reporter, Carl Kolchak, and finds himself in all these cases where he has to go and investigate paranormal things, and his paper doesn't like when he prints these things. They're just wondering, why can't he go through a normal case, or even if it is a normal case, he's on something turns paranormal about it. So this really follows closely to the TV series that was released in 74-75. And the character still looks like Darren McGavin. And you know, in these books you could find like zombies, vampires, and you know, it just really fits with the series. And I think even Tony Vincenzo, who was Kolchak's boss, is in the series as well. So, in my opinion, you know, the Kolchak series is really fun. A lot of, you know, newer readers may not really know who it is or correlate it to the series back in the 70s, but Kolchak was actually one of the things that helped inspire the X-Files. So, you know, if you're a fan of the X-Files, or, you know, Carl Kolchak from the movies, or from the series, you'll want to check out the comic and even the novels released by Moonstone, because they do follow pretty closely to the character.
I know nothing of this character. I haven't even seen, and I live in Moonstone's backyard, I've never even seen a Kolchak book.
Hmm. Huh.
I've seen, you know, I've seen the covers and stuff like that, but I've never actually seen one, so I'm intrigued to possibly see one and get a chance to read it someday. But yeah, I've never had a chance to pick one up.
Yeah, it's really good. I know you could purchase like the TV series. It's all, I think, collected on one DVD for fairly cheap. But if you get that and you know, you get into it, I mean, the series really was like the X-Files of the 70s. I mean, there were aliens, Jack the Ripper, vampires. I mean, it was really fun. And that, you know, you'd be, and that translates well to the comics, really, because it's just, you know, the one character in his universe. And so it is pretty cool.
And with Dan, I've never seen this comic before. I think you're making this one up, Rob.
I didn't know it was a TV series. I'm glad you said that. Because I always wondered why you'd have a horror detective wearing a trench coat and that silly little hat.
Right. You know, he was actually the guy who played Kolchak in the TV series, Darren McGavin. You guys may know him as the father on A Christmas Story.
Okay. Sure.
So that's now, if you look at the cover of the books or whatever, you could be like, oh, that's where they're getting that from. So it was the guy unfortunately died, I think, about 8 years ago. But he was a great actor, and Kolchak was just fantastic. I mean, it really was the X-Files of the 70s. And I think the guys that made X-Files, you know, said that was one of the reasons why he made it. So it's really cool.
Well, Moonstone, so you guys know, because I'm still sitting here looking at Amazon, I looked up Kolchak, and Kolchak the Night Stalker Compendium, which is, I scrolled up, 672 pages. You can pre-order for $16.45.
Wow. Nice. That's a good price. That's so, better than a $4 book for, you know, 30
that's right.
pages.
All you got to do is wait.
Yeah.
So, Dave, we can check this out now.
You can. Awesome. I guess Rob just threw it up on Amazon real quick.
I made that page before I said it. Before the podcast, I was like, let me make this page, fool everyone.
Really good, Rob. Dedicated.
Oh, and you know what? I might as well just say this one as well, since I mentioned it a bunch of times during Kolchak, is the X-Files. You know, I know they are FBI guys, Mulder and Scully, but, you know, detectives, paranormal detectives, you know, their original comics were released by Topps way back in the 80s, or was that the 90s? I can't remember. I think it was the 90s. Yeah, they are all out there. And actually, there was just an X-Files crossover with 30 Days of Night. So yeah, that's, and those comics are out there as well. Once again, they follow follow it really closely. You know, of the characters Mulder and Scully, and it fits with the fits in there with the series. So that's that.
And it's written by Steve Niles, which is awesome.
Speaking of Steve Niles. And even, if I remember correctly from your interview with him, Rob, the ghoul is even part of
right.
that comic. Is it the Cal McDonald universe, or is it the Doc Macabre universe?
It's the Doc Macabre universe.
Okay. Yeah, so the ghoul, which I've read the first issue of, and I don't even know if I've seen the second one came out or not. I'm sure it has by now. But, yeah, that was a fun little detective. Well, yeah, if I see someone in a trench coat, I guess I'm labeling them detective.
Yeah, yeah.
Mine's Johnny Blaze.
Right.
So yeah, that was, yeah, that's the one Steve Niles that we haven't talked about yet. He likes to write those little mystery horror stories.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, the ghoul, for those of you that haven't seen, is like this big Frankenstein looking type detective. He's an investigator. He solves a bunch of the weirdest crimes, and in this, I think it's a 3-issue series by IDW. You see like him battling a bunch of different monsters, and so it's a pretty fun series. I mean, you know, Bernie Wrightson does the art in it, and so you know, if you know, those two guys are definitely horror guys, Bernie Wrightson and Steve Niles. So, you know, this is kind of like has like a little comedy mixed with it as well. So that's it's definitely, you know, worth checking out.
Yeah, I have on my list Hellboy, which I talk about all the time. I have not caught up in it, so I'm a little behind. But, I mean, we all know Hellboy, paranormal investigator, you know, BPRD and all that good stuff. As usual, it's been pretty much great and fantastic all the way through. I haven't really read any Hellboy that made me, you know, doubt what's coming next. And I actually think Dark Horse, if I can find it, in May is having a one-shot in May called Hellboy Being Human with Mignola writing it, which Mignola usually writes all the Hellboy stuff. Every so often the team changes up a little bit where he you know, pulls on someone else to help him out, but yeah, I think this, we got a couple Hellboy stuff coming out, like I said, Being Human in May. Hellboy, Buster Oakley Gets His Wish, which I have no idea what that's about or even means, coming out in April. And a three-issue BPRD miniseries starting in April also. So there's still a whole lot of Hellboy coming up. And I thought that somewhere I read Mike Mignola was ending Hellboy soon. But that
Guy Davis is leaving.
Yeah, Guy Davis is leaving, and I think he's probably working on his comic, The Marquee, but somewhere I read that Mignola had an idea where Hellboy is going to go away for, like, a while. I don't know when that's happening. but I heard about it a long time ago, and I thought it would have happened by now. Maybe he changed his mind. Huh?
That's not good.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe... Have you guys read any of the Hellboys lately?
Just the wrapped up the last series, whichever one that. Oh, the actually, I think it was BPRD that I read. I forget what it was. I don't know if it was like Hell on Earth or something. I forget what it the last series it just wrapped up. But damn, all I gotta say is damn. If I don't want to ruin it for anyone, if you see what happens to Abe Sapien, and I can't believe the series just ended after that. So I guess we got to wait for the next one to come out to see what happens.
Yeah.
But but yeah, that was Hellboy. You know, something else I have on my list here is Sam and Twitch. Sam and Twitch, of course, known from Spawn.
Yeah.
They are New York NYPD homicide detectives. And the thing I like about this is kind of like blurs the line between, you know, kind of like a superhero comic and real life. You know, these are detectives, and they go through, like, you know, solving crimes as well as, you know, I mean, a lot of, like, violent crimes, like murders and stuff like that. And these are two kind of, like, real life cops, you know. They're, like, good guy, bad guy cop, you know, from the Spawn series, and it fits into the whole universe, and even more so what's going on with Spawn right now, being that there's, like, a new Spawn, and it seems to be taking on a new direction. Those are something else I've had in my list. Have you ever read a lot of Spawn, Dave, or, you know, checked out any Sam and Twitch comics? I know they just had one out called The Writer, which was about a serial killer writing things on victims' bodies.
I haven't read any Sam and Twitch, and I have read some Spawn. Actually, when I read Spawn, I read it before I was, like, really into comics, you know? And I've picked up a couple issues since I got back in. But, no, specifically Sam and Twitch, I have not.
That's, The Writer, I believe, just came out in trade, or is coming out in trade. and it's a really good book you may want to check out. It's a really like this violent snowstorm like is going on, and there's like all these murders around, and you know, a routine homicide investigation turns into something bigger, and as I said, there's like the killer is writing things on victims' bodies, and it's just kind of like a really good detective horror type of comic.
So that sounds pretty cool. You said one just came out, right?
Right. I believe the trade may have just been announced or just came out. Kind of. I don't pick up trades, so I'm not sure if it exactly was released yet. But it was a really good series.
Why don't you pick up trades?
I don't know. I get the single issues to help support the comic itself. Then if I have the single issues, it's like I don't want to spend $20 to get the trade too. Although, you know, when I have the single issues, I would never be in my life again be able to pick up the series, which sucks because, you know, it's like all over by that time. Like I'll never be able to piece them together. You know, I wish it were easier somehow to just get the trade, but you know, I like to support the series themselves, to hopefully that it'll keep coming out with more or whatever. You know, obviously this being Image, it doesn't really affect it in that case, but if it's like a smaller you know, publisher, I would like to pick up the individual issues, just so, you know, in hopes to keep the series going and everything. But
I'm actually looking at the Salmon Twitch wiki, and I see that under the trades, apparently there's the Brian Michael Bendis collection.
Huh.
Nope, which, now he's gonna go buy it.
Which is a big plus for me. So I see myself buying something in the near future.
Let's see. I'll go next. So you just did Sam and Twitch.
Right.
What about? Oh, I got one. Anita Blake.
Yeah.
Vampire Hunter. That's very. And I read like the first three or four when it first came out, and that was very like cop detective in terms of, you know, that's kind of what she does. And speaking of that, Witchblade.
That's right.
How could I forget?
You're out of the fan club.
I am sorry. I'll play again next year.
Yeah. I just remembered that she's a detective.
Yes, so. That's very true. And Top Cow put out a couple of trades that are only like $5, or like jumping on points for Witchblade. And it's like, I don't know, 200-300 pages for $5, which is pretty good. But I will say, though, I did buy my Witchblade trade for $5, and a friend of mine also did the same thing, and they just blow up. They just start falling apart. For
really?
No reason. Yeah, they just shatter.
See, Witchblade is a series I've never picked up, but because it's so close to the darkness, I know about the character.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why I haven't picked it up. I think, isn't the series up to like 100 and something now, or
yeah, it's like 140 something.
It could be one of the reasons. I mean, but it seems like whenever I pick up Witchblade, I don't see like a lot of like where darkness. You see a lot of like horror things in there, and you know he has all like the little demon guys. I don't usually see that when I kind of flip through the Witchblade, but in Magdalena I do see that, which you know allows me to pick up Magdalena and read it easier than I would the Witchblade. So I don't know, maybe I'm just picking up wrong issues and looking at them of Witchblade, or you know, I don't know.
And I think Witchblade is one of those things that, unfortunately, if you do want to get into it, you kind of have to read like a trade that collects like an entire arc before you even start with anything else. That way you can like familiarize yourself with, I guess, the character more and the world. That's what I did, and then, you know, I stopped buying Witchblade. But I bought Artifacts, which has Witchblade in it, so I'm trying to get back into it.
Cool. I know there's something else. We've mentioned this character on a bunch of other podcasts, so we'll just touch on him, which is Hellblazer.
Mm-hmm.
The crazy, crazy John Constantine character who's always in trouble, always has crazy stuff going, battling demons, and it's mostly demons now and other types of monsters, but it's always a... He's an occult detective. He's Vertigo's longest running series. He first appeared in Swamp Thing millions of years ago, back in 1985.
Specifically millions of years ago.
And I mean, he's an awesome character. It's all kind of magic abilities, even hypnotize people, mind control. And he is not a nice guy, and comics, when you pick it up, you figure the feature character is going to be like a nice guy hero, if you will. Constantine usually does the right things, but may not be done right in terms of what you're used to. So it's definitely, and I guess that's what you could expect from someone whose blood is demonically tainted. So, that's Constantine. What about you, Dan? What's your thoughts on this Constantine guy? I know I got you to check out a few issues of some books he has out.
Yes. Well, like I said with that last issue that came out, he's a bastard. you don't try to take his house away from him.
That's right.
It's still even after reading that standalone issue, I still felt that there was just too much that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard. I'll pick up the mini series and check them out. Like what was City of Demons?
Yep,
I've checked that out. Yeah, I mean it's a lot of fun. It's like, you know, he's always out there just causing trouble. Like I remember that he controlled someone to stab their friend to death or something. I can't remember what it was in City of Demons. It has been a little bit, but it's one of those things that. It's a great series if you have the time to check it out. Like, I'd like to go back and read a lot of the Ennis stuff.
Right. Let's see. Yeah. Do you have anyone else on your list, Dave?
Not really. I have one that has a question mark next to it, which was Men in Black.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they focus more on aliens and... They're not necessarily detectives, so to speak, although they do investigate. And I thought I'd mention it. I think we've talked about it once or twice before and on the podcast that it was a comic before the movie.
Right.
I think it was under Marvel or one of Marvel's Malibu, something like
mm-hmm.
that. And from what I've read, the comic and the movies do differ, especially with the main characters, I believe it was. The comic came out forever and a day ago, and admittedly I've never read them, and I want to, but I like the movie, and I thought I'd throw a mention to it. Have you guys read either any of the Men in Black comics?
I actually have the Men in Black number one from, it was before Malibu. It was, Air Cell Comics released mm-hmm. it. And, the characters were, I mean, back then in the comics, it wasn't really about, they fought like demons and, you know, other kind of monsters like that, including yeah. aliens as well, but it wasn't strictly aliens. That was way back in 1990, I want to think, maybe even earlier than that. It wasn't like the Will Smith type thing that you see in the movie until I think Marvel got it. Pretty cool. I like the movies and comics are pretty cool as well.
I just seen that Will Smith was talking about Men in Black 3.
No way.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Third one's coming out. I don't know when, but they've been talking about it on Comic Book Resources for a while.
Nothing's better than, that 20-year gap between movies, like this new, like if this new Ghostbuster movie comes out.
Oh my god, I know.
That's right, they are thinking about a new Ghostbusters movie.
Yep. Yeah, let's see.
I've got one. It's called, I'm sitting here going through my collection list. Ripped, R.I.P.D. by Dark Horse. That's all I know about it.
Man, I'm going to pick that up.
Paranormal Cops, I believe.
Right.
Yeah, I read the first one, but it was so long ago. It really was, and like I said, I'm just sitting here trying to go down the list and see if I can find any as I go.
Right, and that's funny you mentioned that, Dan, because that's actually in production. I don't know if it started production yet or whatever, to be a movie as well.
Oh.
Starring Ryan Reynolds and that Zach Galifianakis guy. From that's a crazy guy from
Hangover.
Yep, that's right.
He hosted Saturday Night Live last night.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I knew that because it was a trending topic on Twitter.
See, I just want to mention a few, as we're getting close to the hour here, Chew, you know, not a general horror comic. I don't really consider it that horror, but it does, the basis of it could definitely be, you know,
horror-esque. Yeah.
Then there's another character I just want to mention quickly is Hannibal King. He was a vampire detective. You know, started out as a vampire, or started out as a detective, then got bit by Hannibal King, or by Deacon Frost, which turned him into a vampire. I have actually three more series I want to mention. Do you guys have anything else you want to mention?
I'm out.
I'm still. Wasn't Hexed by Boom? Wasn't she detective?
Yeah, was a type of a detective. Yeah. I hope we see more of Hexed. That's all I say. That's all
I'm
want
still to going down my list.
If so you haven't read it, you need to go read Hexed, like right now. Like, stop the podcast. Go.
There's Coney Waves. I don't know if you guys have ever read that. She's a private detective. It's kind of it's a pretty cool series. It kind of is a mix between horror and more like kind of a detective, like Scooby-Doo type of thing. Like, it's based in Hawaii. She's a private detective. She's an ex-cop. And she battles, like, supernatural events on the island. So that's a pretty cool book as well.
Okay, I got one. Warlash.
Oh,
by Asylum Press. Warlash is a half man, half scorpion. No, he's not. he's Frank Forte does a fantastic job on writing these, because it has that typical vibe, that typical detective vibe to it. But he's always, you know, it's set in this future where he has some weird scorpion tail on his costume.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I love Warlash, and I wish there was more. There's three issues out now.
Pretty cool character. There's also, I wanted to mention Beasts of Burden. I know we talked about Hellboy. These guys have crossed over, although they're not. They are paranormal detectives, but the thing that's unique about these guys is that they are animals, dogs and cats. And as weird as it sounds, the whole series works. It's a fantastic, fantastic series. One of my favorites, actually. I'm a big animal lover. I'm a big horror guy. So Beasts of Burden works. The art and story are just fantastic.
Was it you, Rob, that was telling me that the Hulk's going to be a detective?
Yes, I believe I saw something in previews on there, which was a undercover, I forget, maybe like an undercover agent or something like that. And that's why I was like, oh, maybe I'm going to stop picking up Hulk. So
I think that's a great jumping on point.
Yeah. I don't know. I have one more thing, and it's Rider on the Storm. I think I got one issue of this. It's a private eye filed to investigate a suicide. It leads to more like demons and supernatural things like that by Radical.
David Hein.
Yeah, I didn't. I only think I have one issue. I'm not sure if the second one came out.
Yes,
or
there are two out.
Okay, is that series done now, or is it still going?
Still going.
Okay.
They have their nice, you know, you make a book that pretty, you gotta wait.
Yeah.
I'm still going down my list here.
I'm out.
I'm not finding. You got my last one. You said Rider on the Storm, and we said Hex. So yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Know what? I'm surprised is that we didn't really have an actual DC character.
Yeah, I mean,
since they are Detective Comics, that's true.
There is, you know, a guy I marked down here, but he's like, it's Dr. Occult. And he is from DC. He's actually he's a magic user. He first appeared in 1935. I think by the same guys that created Superman. And he came back later by Neil Gaiman. He brought him back, and he did. You know, he's been around for a little while. Now he's like one of those sentinels of magic in DC. So it's like. You know, him and all the other, like, high-powered magic guys in DC are all hanging out in nowhere together, so...
Mm.
Yeah, and DC does some things, like, John Constantine was apparently in Crisis on Infinite Earth and Infinite Crisis, so...
Right.
I guess they kind of blend some of their other things, like, from Vertigo into the, you know, DC universe, maybe they just don't have a set DC detective horror type person, but I think they do blend them.
Here and there. Dr. Occult was in Reign in Hell, so that was a fairly recent series. I mean, and then, you know, although he's not a horror detective, there's always Batman, because he has tons of, like, monster type horror characters in his book, everything from, you know, Clayface to Zazz. You know, so that's always, you know, I mean, Joker is, you know, think about it. Joker's a psychotic clown that kills people.
Yeah.
I mean, although Batman doesn't always focus on that, you know, he has other villains like Poison Ivy or Penguin and stuff like that. You know, a handful of Batman's, you know, villains are, you know, these supernatural psychopath killers. So.
Right.
That's that.
Now we mentioned DC.
Yep.
There we go. And our only mention of Marvel was really Hannibal King.
Yep.
That's true.
I wonder why they stay away from the detective stuff.
Hmm.
Well, maybe you should have like a superhero detective. Like, that'd be awesome.
Well, they got powers.
They have powers, yeah.
Yep. Under Icon, yeah. If that ever comes out.
The last issue 7 just came out. Like last week.
After a three-month wait.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen 8 solicited yet. I'll get you, Bendis. I'll get you. So yeah, I'm tapped too.
Me too.
I guess that's it, guys.
All right.
So, let's thank everybody for taking the time to listen to us here on the Comic Monsters Podcast.
Thank you very much for listening, guys. I hope you learned about a few comics that you'll go out and check out. Kolchak, guys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to go for you.
The made-up comic, that's cool. It's cool.
But make sure you watch the TV series first. I think it ran like 1 or 2 seasons, and it's awesome. You'll love it.
Might check that out.
That's what YouTube's for. All right, guys. So for Comic Monsters, this is Decapitated Dan,
and I'm Rob, the Big Bad Wolf,
and I'm David.
We'll talk to you all next time.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.